The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to The Latina Lens, where we discuss the beauties and struggles of growing up as a first-generation Latina. I'm your host, DJ Dulce. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of The Latina Lens. Last episode, we talked about language barriers and their effects on us Latinos and how difficult it could be to navigate through the world, especially when it comes to reading and understanding another language. And so today's episode, I wanted to touch base on another issue that isn't really recognized and normalized, and that's financial pressures and guilt as a first-generation student and how it contributes to our experiences, especially when it comes to college. So financial pressures shape the first-generation experience in many ways, and this can go far beyond money. It creates a constant sense of responsibility where you're not just paying for school, but you're also carrying your family's hopes and sacrifices. And because there's no financial safety net, every decision may feel heavy. What major you choose, how many hours you work, what opportunities you can afford to take. And underneath it all is a quiet guilt of wanting to enjoy college, but also feeling like you should be saving money and helping your families instead. I've experienced this in many ways, especially since I was also first generation in my family to go to college. And obviously, once you go to college, there's that sense of quote unquote college party life that everybody wants to experience, right? But it's very difficult when it comes to trying to save money and spend responsibly, because yes, it's important to experience college, and yes, it's important to have fun with your friends and go out, but it also comes with a lot of guilt that you feel when you're spending on concerts and outings, and it just becomes too much. And for a little bit of background, I grew up with a low-income family. So my family was receiving CalFresh benefits. When my mom was pregnant with my siblings, she was receiving WIC, which is the Women, Infants, and Children's program, where they give you a certain amount of foods and an amount of money that you can spend at the grocery store to help alleviate financial issues. But with that being said, oftentimes my parents didn't have money to buy things that my friends had, for example, like toys and electronics. Growing up, I didn't have the experience that other children had. I was often told that there was better things to spend money on rather than unnecessary things. I remember going to school and seeing my friends with these really nice backpacks with sparkles and princesses, and I had a really plain backpack that I had gotten from donations from our church. It's a really humbling experience because for so many people who grow up with low-income families, you tend to appreciate everything a lot more. And it also creates a sense of responsibility as you grow up, because you're already seeing how your parents are setting aside money for savings and for bills and how to properly manage your money rather than spending it on, like I said, unnecessary things. And looking back at it, I took advantage of those opportunities that I did have and made every moment count of my childhood. I would go outside and play with my cousins, because obviously we didn't have really fancy toys and dolls that everybody else had. We would go sit outside and play with mud. We would go outside and play house. We would go to a tree and play witches around this hole that we would dig up and just fill it with a bunch of leaves and water. And those are the most important parts of my childhood. And I feel like if I had grown up with a family with higher income, I probably wouldn't have similar experiences. And I would be spoiled in a sense. And so growing up, taking advantage of every opportunity you had. And every time my parents would say, okay, we're going to go to the playground at McDonald's, everybody come. That was what I got excited for. It was because I was able to go on to a playground. I was able to go with my family out, which was very rare considering our financial issues. And as I grew older, when I was in high school, I began to work with my mom cleaning houses. And so I learned to save my money and spend it on things that I needed, like, for example, school supplies and backpacks, just to help my family out a little bit so that they wouldn't have to spend their money on me and they can spend it on my younger siblings or food. And it was something that I'm very grateful for because I learned a lot of responsibility. And I've always stayed really humble with myself because I never forget the experiences that I saw my parents go through, struggling with money and struggling with being able to pay for the bills. And I take pride in that because now, as an adult, I work to pay my tuition. I work hard in school to get the scholarships and maintain financial aid that I'm given without having to ask my parents for money and put another stressor on them. Because like we all know, college can be expensive, especially when you're going to a private university like Dominican, the price can be a little bit higher. And even though the opportunity is great and you're able to build a career for yourself and get a better education, financial stressors are a huge part of it. And nobody talks about how hard it can be to maintain two jobs and be a full-time student. And that's something that I would like to bring out to light. Like I said, I used to work in high school and I would clean houses with my mom. I was able to buy my first car when I was a junior in high school, and I've had my car since. Even though it's a quote-unquote beat-up car, it still gets me from point A to B, and I am forever grateful that I was able to buy that car with my own money and not having to rely on my parents, because obviously my parents didn't have the money to give me for a car when they had bills to pay and children to feed and a house to maintain. It was very difficult, but again, I'm forever grateful for the experiences that I've gone through. And I know I'm not the only person who's gone through these types of experiences, because so many of us have financial issues when it comes to being a student. And I've met so many people, even at Dominican, who are first generation and work really hard to pay their college and work really hard to keep the scholarships that they have been given. And it makes me very proud that all of us continue to strive through college and through life itself without having to depend on others. Now, I'm not saying that if your parents pay for your college and have the money to do that, it's a bad thing. It's really not. You should also be grateful for that as well. But what I do want to focus on is the issue with the stress and how hard it can be to do both at once. Based on personal experiences, moving to San Rafael and getting an apartment here with friends made it a little bit more financially accessible for me to live near campus and have a place to stay so I don't have to commute the 3-hour commute from San Rafael to my hometown. This brought a lot of issues with trying to save money and be more responsible as an adult, because I had friends inviting me out to dinners or concerts, and most of the time I didn't have money because I've been working two jobs, and it's hard to maintain being a full-time student because I have bills to pay, tuition to pay, gas to pay, and groceries. It's very difficult to manage your money and your finances. That nobody really talks about how stressful it can be. There was moments where I distanced myself from everybody because I was having a really hard time. I was really stressed. And I know a lot of people struggle through that as well. And again, it's not talked about enough. With that being said, balancing jobs with full-time classes can be exhausting. It can also burn you out and cause so much stress to where you feel like you're a ticking time bomb trying to hold all your emotions in. And you have to miss out on campus life because you're always working and you're prioritizing your education. And it can be hard because oftentimes you may feel guilty. It may be hard because your friends are all going out and you have to stay home and do homework and take advantage of the educational opportunity that you're given, and also trying to save money. It's something that I've dealt with for so long, especially since I started working at 14. It was really hard for me. And like I said, so many people experience this, and you often experience restless nights and studying, pulling all-nighters. It can be very hard. But at the end of the day, working shapes your identity. It creates independence, resilience, and allows you to work well under pressure. The more you get used to having to worry about work and school at the same time, which I feel like has created good traits in me that I am able to bring to the outside world and in classes and in my work environment as well. There's often the guilt of spending money on yourself, which is another thing that I feel like students should also realize, is that it's okay to treat yourself to certain things. It's okay to reward the fact that you are putting in the effort, you are working, and you're studying. It can be hard trying to decide whether a purchase is important or if you can just be saving the money. It's okay to take a break, take a step back, and enjoy your life for just a moment. Not everything has to be work and school. And there's also that idea that once you make it through college, you'll help financially. You'll be able to provide back to your family who has supported you for so long. But no one really talks about what it takes to get there and the pressure to choose a quote-unquote practical major that guarantees that income. And along with that, there's also the fear of failing and feeling hopeless at times because you can't always handle the amount of stress that you're experiencing. And it takes a lot to navigate through these finances, and it takes a lot to go through college and get this degree. And everybody should also pat themselves on the back for that as well. And as you grow older, especially for first generation students, your responsibilities become very different. Whether you're working two jobs and studying, or even if your parents are helping you. And to acknowledge the weight and beauty of being first generation, you're doing something your family never had the chance to do. And always remember that. You're also pushing along those dreams, and you're creating another story and another chapter for your family and for your parents to see. And just to close off today's episode, I just wanted to leave a little reminder for my listeners. Si nadie te lo ha dicho últimamente, déjame recordarte algo importante. Let me remind you of something important. You are doing something incredibly brave. Being first gen means carrying dreams, sacrifices, and expectations that most people will never understand. And yet here you are showing up for yourself and for your family. Remember that we are a community and you're not alone. Financial pressure can make you feel like you're walking through college with a backpack full of bricks, and you're studying, working, helping at home, and still trying to figure out who you are. Y eso cansa, eso pesa, but it also shows your strength, it shows your heart, and where your mind is at. And listen, you deserve to have joy too, so remember to allow yourself to rest and take some of those breaks, hang out with some friends, and allow yourself to relieve the stress that is building up. No eres egoísta por querer disfrutar tu vida. You're allowed to grow, to dream, to take up space, even when money feels tight or guilt starts creeping up. I hope today reminded you that you're not alone. Somos muchas navegando este camino and learning how to balance responsibilities with self-love and taking everything one step at a time. You're rewriting your family's story in real time. Remember that. And just remember to give yourself that little affirmation every single day, just to remind yourself, I am doing my best, and my best is enough. Y en español, estoy haciendo lo mejor que pueda, y eso es más que suficiente. Because it is, and so are you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I'll see you at the next episode.